Il mio pensiero va ora alla cara nazione di Timor Est.
Speaking to the over 35,000 faithful gathered in St. Peter's Square, Pope Benedict urged them, all Catholic organisations, the local church and international bodies, to work in assisting the people of East Timor during this trying time.
In questi giorni in preda a tensioni e violenze che hanno provocato vittime e distruzioni.
These days, says the Pope, have been filled with attention and violence that has seen many casualties and much destruction. He invites us then to pray to Mary, the Holy Mother of our Lord, to sustain the people there with her maternal protection and strength, that their hearts and land may return to a peaceful normality.
E al ritorno alla normalità.
Pope Benedict then turned his reflections upon his past few days of his apostolic journey to Poland.
Dear brothers and sisters, my recent pastoral visit to Poland followed in the footsteps of my predecessor, Pope John Paul II, to the cities of Warsaw and Krakow.
Indeed, the Holy Father stopped at many places dear to the late Pope, the Marian Shrine of Jasna Góra, Kalvaria Zebrzydowska, and the Shrine of Divine Mercy. As well as this, he went on to Wadowice, Karol Wojtyla's birthplace, and Wawel Cathedral, where he celebrated his first Mass.
Everywhere I went, I echoed the appeal of Pope John Paul to stand firm in the faith, to make Christ the foundation of our lives, and to bear witness to the gospel message of man's dignity as a creature made in the image of God.
But no one could deny that one of the most moving elements to the trip was the Holy Father's visit to the death camp of Auschwitz-Birkenau.
A place of horror and godless inhumanity. I paid homage to the victims, including over a million Jews and many Poles. Our only response to Auschwitz can be to contemplate the mystery of the cross, of a love which brings salvation by freely descending into the abyss of evil.
The Pope urged us then to continue to learn love from such places of destruction.
Our world must not forget Auschwitz. We need to turn once more to the God of love, who calls us in Christ to build together a world of justice, truth, and peace.
Reporting from St. Peter's Square, I'm Catherine Smybert.